This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. The idea of rate shock was a hot topic after the new health care law was passed. Some were predicting Coloradans would see their insurance premiums go up dramatically, but so far that hasn't happened. I'm talking with Jeff Nuttall, publisher of the Northern Colorado Business Report, about the details now that the coverage plans have been revealed. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, Erin.
So what will insurance rates look like in 2014?
Well, Erin, there'll be a lot of variation depending on how plans are purchased and at what level of coverage. Under the final set of premiums approved by the Colorado Division of Insurance last month, depending on the insurer, a 40-year-old will pay between $280 and $549 per month in the private market for a plan that covers 80% of healthcare costs. Comparatively, those who choose to buy insurance through the government exchange will pay between $273 and $585 for the same level of coverage, again, depending on the insurer.
So not a huge amount of difference.
No.
Now, how do those prices compare with the current ones? Are we seeing evidence of this rate shock?
First of all, it's difficult to compare the new plans to the current ones because the 2014 plan includes so many elements that weren't required before. But healthcare industry watchers are saying that these prices are in line with what consumers pay now. There's a wide range of choices, and increased competition is likely to result in downward pressure on Colorado premiums in coming years.
So how does the new system allow for all these choices?
Well, several provisions of the Affordable Care Act are helping create more choice. First, plans can be offered either on or off the federally subsidized state health insurance exchange, now called Connect for Health Colorado. New plans also have been designed for individuals and small groups. These contain four levels of coverage, from bronze, which covers 60% of the costs, up to platinum, which will cover 90% of costs. And young people up to age 30 can buy bare-bones catastrophic plans.
Mm. Well, you mentioned some new requirements that had to be included in the plans. What are they?
Well, first, there are mandates that say no patient can be denied coverage because of a pre-existing condition, and that dependent children up to the age of 26 can remain on a parent's plan. Also, a set of 10 requirements called essential health benefits must be covered. These include prescription drug coverage, maternity and newborn care, and rehabilitative services. Some plans had to include these benefits for the first time, creating challenges for carriers and threatening to increase costs.
Well, so how did that play out then? What are the numbers and how many plans will be available?
In all, Erin, 541 plans by 18 different carriers were approved by the Division of Insurance for 2014. All those options help explain why Coloradoans aren't likely to experience the dramatic surge in premiums many had predicted. Consumer and business advocates alike say the whole rate shock thing was a myth.
Interesting. Well, thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome, Erin.
Jeff Nuttall is the publisher of the Northern Colorado Business Report.